Good morning, 735. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. If you've ever wanted to be a Gator without moving to Gainesville, beginning this January, you can. That's when the University of Florida will begin offering four-year degrees completely online. UF will offer seven majors to begin with, but within 10 years, the school hopes to enroll 24,000 students and offer 35 degrees. John O'Connor with State Impact Florida caught up with UF Associate Provost Andrew McCullough to find out just how this online school will work and what kind of student he expects it will attract.
Dr. McCullough, the legislature this spring passed a law that asked the University of Florida to create an online university program there at the university. Can you tell me a little bit about what the expectations are for that program and what they've asked you to do?
What we were asked to do by the legislation was to establish what was called in the legislation an Institute for Online Learning, which would be a vehicle for delivering four-year baccalaureate degree programs online at what at that point was called an affordable cost. We have just been approved in terms of our business plan to launch in January of 2014.
Reading the business plan, you guys have a number of places where you emphasize this degree is going to be just like as if you were a student here on campus when you earn it. Why was that important to the university?
It's important to the university because we would not be engaged in this activity if in any way it was going to denigrate the value of the brand or the value of the degree that has been received by previous attendees here at the university or current attendees. Our standards are not going to be different for the student irrespective of what platform they're using.
Is there a perception out there that online degrees are a lesser degree than a traditional residential student gets?
I suspect there has been some discussion of that matter. We have been involved in delivering content online for the last 10 to 12 years, both to our resident students and to our distance students, primarily in graduate programs. And we make no apology and do all that is necessary to make sure that the quality of the educational experience that the student has is similar to what he or she might have had if they were in residence.
Who do you think the typical student at UF Online is going to be, and what do you think it will mean for the university's mission?
I'm not positive what the typical student will look like. While there are a number of universities that are delivering undergraduate baccalaureate degrees, none of them are focusing on the first-time in college student. So we did not have a good model. My suspicion is that at least in the early years of this UF Online, the student configuration is going to be slanted in the direction of transfer students because it is going to take time for high school graduates to embrace the notion it is possible to get excellent education at a reduced price by going UF Online. The transfer student is much more accustomed to that as an option. What I think is early on we will have probably more transfer students than first time in college. I think that balance will move some as we get more maturity with this program.
Andrew McCullough is the Associate Provost at the University of Florida. You can learn more about UF's online university and even see its business plan from our State Impact Florida website at WUSFnews.org.